Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
A very sad way to see the Nats season end last night. Honestly, losing in the second round would have felt so much better because it just seems like they can't get past that first round of the National League playoffs. Joining us right now is Fred Frommer. He, of course, has written extensively about baseball in Washington, D.C., and we thought we were going to see it last night, a Washington, D.C. baseball team winning a postseason series. When was the last time that happened?
1924. Anybody remember that?
Brian, you covered
No, I wasn't. I've been around a while, but not that long.
That's right. You were still in Mobile.
I actually interviewed a guy back in 2014 who had gone to the World Series as an 11-year-old, but unfortunately he has since died. I don't think there'd be left.
Well, let's before we get into the details of yesterday's game, let's talk about this for a minute, because so many eyes on the Cubs right now because they've gone over 100 years, and I'm just getting sick of those fans. And the Redskins, of course, went forever, and they finally won a World Series. D.C. baseball fans have suffered quite a bit, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, we had 33 years without a team, and it's true the Cubs have gone longer than this city has for as far as winning a World Series. But at least they got to the World Series in 1945, relatively modernly speaking. We haven't been in the World Series since 1933. You know, I like to say it was the first year of FDR when Washington was last in the World Series. And, of course, 45 was when FDR died in office. So, we've had a longer run. We haven't won a playoff series, as you mentioned, since 24. And the Cubs have actually won quite a few, just not the big ones. So, I feel like we're a little bit more long-suffering. Not to mention the White Sox won a World Series in 2005. So this city is really starved for a championship in baseball.
You know, that's your forte is the history of baseball in Washington. But I'd just like to ask you, as a baseball fan, give us your sense of what is going wrong here, especially what went wrong last night.
Just a lot of missed opportunities. You know, a couple of guys get thrown out on the base pass. Obviously, Jason Worth getting gunned down at home was tough. And, I hate to second guess Dusty Baker, but, you know, you double switch a couple of your best hitters, Ryan Zimmerman and Anthony Rendon. And then, of course, your last gasp is not Rendon coming up as he would have, but it's Wilfred Dima who struck out. There are a lot of obvious opportunities. I think some people will probably make some grand generalizations about this franchise and whether it's just a choke artist or whatever. I don't see it like that. I feel like these things can go either way. You know, the playoffs really often is a crapshoot, and so. It's just one of those things where they've lost three of the last five times.
But hold on, you've mentioned two things there that have to do with the coaching staff. Do you think that there'll be a reassessment of that before the next season starts?
I doubt it. I mean, I think Baker did a really good job this year. They obviously had a very disappointing season last year. I think for the most part, he did an excellent job. As far as the third base coach, that's just kind of a one. I can't imagine you get fired over that, kind of like a it's not like the NFL where you miss one field goal in the playoffs and you're cut. I don't see that happening. I think the coaching staff stays intact. The bigger questions are, do they bring back Ramos and Alonso, the closer, who are both free agents? And I think I'm sure they'll make every effort to do so.
Let's just explore this Dusty Baker question, though, because, listen, I don't think he's going to get fired, and he had an okay season. There was never a complaint in Dusty Baker's long history as a manager in Major League Baseball as to his regular season performance. It's what he does in the big games, and most specifically managing pitchers. I think you and I had this conversation when he was named as the manager. And you can list all of the big games where he has been criticized for mismanaging his pitchers. Tell me about what happened last night with regard to his use of pitchers and pinch hitters to replace the pitchers in the lineup that made it so that we were down to our last man in that critical moment in the ninth inning.
Yeah, he double switched for Zimmerman in the seventh inning, which he's not alone. A lot of managers do this.
Think you might need Zimmerman in the clutch innings of a deciding game.
I feel like if you're up a run in the eighth inning, maybe you do that and you get a better defensive player.
For defense.
If you're down a run and you're gonna probably need that bat later in the lineup, I think it's crazy unless you have you know, maybe you have a September bench of great prospects, and you have like 8 or 10 pinch hitters. Of course, in the playoffs, you don't. You only have, you know, 4 or 5. So it doesn't make sense to me. You know, I don't have a problem with the pitchers you brought in. I feel like, you know, those guys have done pretty well during the regular season, and they just didn't get it done. Some people are second guessing taking Scherzer out after hitting the home run. You know, that I wasn't thinking of that in real time, so I really can't fault him for that. It is really the double switching that I sort of my pet peeve.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen it all around baseball. You take guys out who are, you know, cornerstones of your lineup, and then you move guys around defensively, and you know you kind of mess with the core of the team, and I just don't like doing that as much as guys do it these days.
Well, there it is. Fred Frommer, again, thank you for joining us, and we appreciate you giving us your expertise
on a
sad day for Washington, D.C. baseball fans. We'll have to wait till next year for the Beltway World Series between the Orioles
right.
and the Nats.
Well, happy Friday, guys.
You too. And hail to the Redskins.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save. Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.